Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is facing, nonetheless, great threats that we seem almost powerful to counteract. And the rise in crime everywhere, the rise in homelessness, and yes, the rise in substance abuse. Instead of counteracting it, there are politicians, political leaders, entertainment figures, who actually seem to promote that rise in substance abuse, much of it fatal. The fentanyl category of opioids accounted in 2020, which is the last year we have numbers for 53,480 preventable deaths. That's a 59% increase over the total in 2019. And also, to put it another way, it's more than 1,000 deaths a week. Every week. So what do we do about it, and how do people find out more about fentanyl? One of the organizations is actually working on this issue. It's called Smart Approaches to Marijuana. The executive vice president, I'm very honored to have on the show, is Luke Nifarotas. Luke, your organization is called Smart Approaches to Marijuana. How does that connect to fentanyl?
Yeah, Michael, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back on the show and an honor to be on it because I grew up listening to you. So thank you for the great work you've done over the many years.
Well, I appreciate it.
You bet. So our organization has worked on marijuana historically. Just this last week, we announced the official launch of a new organization called the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. And that website is gooddrugpolicy.org. And so with that organization, we are now taking on this fentanyl crisis and really more broadly the addiction crisis that's facing our country right now, because it's not just fentanyl that people are getting addicted to, so many different drugs. We're getting the wrong message out there to our communities, and we need to really fix this before it gets a lot worse, in our opinion. So, but, you know, we focus on, you know, we started with marijuana, looking at how, you know, obviously there are so many people that you ask about, you know, the studies show about 95 to 99% of people using heroin, using these drugs that are being laced with fentanyl right now, they're starting with marijuana. So clearly marijuana is on that journey to these quote unquote harder drugs. And I definitely think, you know, there certainly is a role to be played, but we need to do a lot more to educate people about fentanyl, how deadly it is, and what it's doing to people right now, because it's frankly quite scary.
Okay, I know that I've told people before, I was prescribed fentanyl when I was recovering from cancer, and I didn't like it. I had a patch that you put on, and it was just very, very powerful, and did not. It seems to me when I hear these stories, what is it about this drug that is so attractive to people, that people who are not using it as a painkiller don't get it initially at a hospital? They're now buying it on the street. It's being imported into the country, a lot of people say, through the southern border and from China. When did the particular fascination with this particular very dangerous drug begin?
Great question, Michael. And I'm glad to hear, you know, it really didn't appeal to you. And that's likely because, you know, you're leading a healthy life. You have a community of support system around you. You're making healthy life decisions. But for so many people across this country, there are so many that are living lives, you know, frankly, in poverty, in isolation. Maybe they're surrounded by the wrong crowd, et cetera. You know, we have youth growing up homeless in this country, which is just disgusting in my opinion, the levels of youth homelessness. And so when you are coming out of an environment like that, you're dealing with a lot of pain, a lot of emotion, a lot of other issues that you don't know what the healthy outlet is for that. And so you can see when someone's coming from that kind of a background why they would want to feel numb. And that's exactly what opioids do, is they give you this feeling of numbness, this escape from the pain or whatever else, and it's a temporary and very unhealthy and deadly, potentially deadly outlet for your pain, but it's something that people are using. And so what basically happened was, over the last 20 years or so, we saw, these opioid companies pitching various kinds of opioids. OxyContin, obviously, we've all heard about from Purdue Pharma. And so what we started to see was, most of the people that were prescribed opioids were just like you, Michael. Most of them did not, get addicted. Most of them, used less than the prescribed amount and were done. But what happened was, a number of folks, a large minority of folks, had previous substance use disorders. So they had addiction in their background or some sort of substance use related issues in their background. And those folks did develop an addiction to these opiates. Okay. So, over the last 20 years, these pharma companies built up that market of people who were, addicted and using these opiates. And then what happened was somebody invented fentanyl. And so this was all kind of co-occurring over the last two decades. Fentanyl was invented, and it was, not only is it 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, so it's much more potent than morphine, it's much more potent than heroin, so it gives a much bigger high to the user, but it's also cheaper, much cheaper to obtain than really any of the other opioids. And so that's what basically sparked this crisis, is people found something that had a much bigger high. People who were addicted to heroin, for example, they found something like fentanyl, much bigger high and much cheaper. And for the dealer side, you had these dealers who were selling something that they could dilute fentanyl. Very tiny little bit of fentanyl could go a long way and make a lot more money off of it. So kind of a really disastrous dynamic, both on the drug dealer side as well as the side of those addicted to it.
I know that there's a great deal of concern on so many, many issues concerning the southern border of the United States and the fact that border is very far from secure. Could we make a real dent in the fentanyl traffic by blocking the importation of fentanyl in any quantities?
Absolutely, we could. So what we need is a two-prong approach. We need supply reduction, which that means, enforcement along the border, enforcement on China and others that are shipping fentanyl over our borders right now, and demand reduction. So working with people in prevention, trying to get, educate folks not to use drugs, not to, trying to get people treatment if they're addicted. So we need a two-prong approach here. But yes, if we were to enforce and stop the supply, most of the supply of fentanyl that we're getting, that these folks who are addicted are using, is coming from China or Mexico. So we have a huge problem. Biden hasn't really been willing to step up to China and address the big elephant in the room there. Certainly Mexico continues to ship stuff over our border with relative ease. And until we do something about it, there's going to be plenty of fentanyl around our country. And here's the problem. You have these pharma companies create the appetite for this level of drug, this kind of high, with their opiates. Now that we've kind of discovered what the pharma industry did, and we've, Purdue Pharma's in bankruptcy, we've, the opioid settlements, et cetera, now that supply has kind of dried up on the prescription side for a lot of people. So they continue to have addiction, and so now they're going for this fentanyl, which is being found on the streets. And so, we kind of created that demand by allowing these industries to do what they were doing. And so now we've got to clean it up. Now we've got to get people help.
Okay.
We need to get the drug dealers.
Luke, can you stay with us for just a bit longer? Because
absolutely,
I want to talk about what it takes to clean it up and where we need to go. Speaking to Luke Niforatos, who is the executive vice president of a new organization to increase knowledge and responsibility regarding, well, our opioid crisis. Coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, pleasure to be talking about a very difficult subject and a very unpleasurable subject with somebody who's so well-informed and knowledgeable and has dedicated a big chunk of his life to dealing with this crisis, Luke Niforotis. And Luke, if you just look at the numbers, and 53,000 people dead in 1 year from fentanyl alone, that's more than twice as many people as were killed in all homicides that year of 2020. So we're talking about a drug which doesn't have a will of its own. It's killing more people than all the murderers put together, and a lot more people. And why has this been spreading so dramatically? There's a piece in the Washington Post today about parents getting stoned and influencing their kids, little kids, who see their baby boom or millennial parents smoking weed. Do you think that's a genuine contributing factor to all of this?
Absolutely, I do. And that Washington Post piece was absolutely a travesty of epic proportions for families and kids across this country. Because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're stoned or drunk or whatever else it is. You know, and I have two little girls. I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I'm speaking from firsthand experience here. You know, no parent should be at all inebriated when they're parenting. And this, that piece in the Washington Post basically glamorized parents getting stoned while parenting and said that basically that needed to be normalized. And I think that is emblematic of the greater problem we have in this country, which is we have a culture right now that is being driven by profit interests, these, you know, people who want to make money off of dealing drugs, whether it's state legal marijuana or any other psychedelics now they're trying to legalize. People who want to make money off of selling drugs are saying, it's no big deal to use drugs. It's no big deal to get high and tune out. That's the last message we need for our society. Last message our kids need to be getting is parents getting high in the room with them. Last message our, you know, workplace needs is for folks to be getting high, you know, knowing that's going to decrease their productivity and their life, you know, potential, you know, as it relates to the economy. You know, so many reasons why that piece was bad and why this culture is bad. And what I'll tell you is, you know, you look at what's happening with fentanyl. You know, 77% of teen overdoses last year, that's our youth, they died from the fentanyl. And so what we have is, you know, we have profit interests on one side that want to make a buck off, you know, selling drugs, you know, getting them legalized and sold. And then you have on the other side, you have the cartels who, and drug dealers who are, you know, doing what's, you know, it's this rainbow fentanyl we're hearing about, which, you know, multicolored fentanyl tablets clearly appealing to our kids. Drug dealers finding other ways to formulate fentanyl and getting it to our youth. They're absolutely targeting our youth. And what we're hearing from some folks, you know, out there is, it basically is a bunch of drug dealer apologists, Michael, where they're literally trying to say, you know, drug dealers aren't trying to kill anybody. Well, you know, people are dying from what these drug dealers are selling, and they're absolutely targeting our youth. So the big message we need out there is that it is not safe to use drugs ever. It is much more dangerous now to use drugs than it's ever been because you don't know if fentanyl is going to be in it. You don't know what could be contained in those drugs.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that I know you've written about and warned about is that fentanyl isn't always labeled as fentanyl. It doesn't come along with a warning label like cigarettes do. It's actually put into other drug cocktails or compounds that people can sell with a very devastating impact.
That's right. And what I'll say is, you know, there are some people who look at that dynamic and they say, well, you know, what we need is fentanyl test strips to, you know, test these products and see if they have fentanyl, you know, or maybe some way of making sure people know what's in it. But that's not going to solve the problem because, A, you know, by sending that message, you're saying basically, you know, you're going to use anyway. And B, you know, as I talked about in the previous segment, a number, if not possibly most, of the people using fentanyl right now, they're seeking out fentanyl. You know, it's got a much better high. It's more potent. And as I mentioned, it's cheaper than other opioids. So we have people who are addicted to opioids who are seeking out the high that fentanyl gives. They're seeking out fentanyl right now. So, just testing it is not going to solve the problem. That's why we need a two-pronged approach where we go and enforce on the border, we go and enforce with what's coming over from China. We need to take out these cartels. We need to arrest these drug dealers. I was just reading the DEA, the new DEA in San Francisco is going to be charging drug dealers as if they're murderers, and they should be. So we need to get serious on the dealers, but then we also need to get serious about providing access to treatment, access to care and addiction services for people who are dealing with addiction to this drug. If you are addicted to fentanyl, you are in the midst of one of the most dangerous diseases you could, possibly fall into, and we've got to intervene and help you, get sober and away from that drug as soon as possible. So those are the two ways we need to approach this crisis right now.
What about Mexico, which is where many of the drugs come through, China, where many of them are produced. Do Mexico and China have problems with the population using fentanyl?
That is an excellent question. I can't speak as much to Mexico, but what I can tell you about China is zero tolerance when it comes to drugs. They do not tolerate it in their population at all. And, obviously China's not a country we seek to emulate really in any way, but I will tell you that, they're now one of the growing world superpowers, and their people are, being shipped out to do labor and do things that American workers used to be doing. And that's what, Trump was trying to kind of reverse that trend. So I will tell you, I think, they have a stronger view of the damages that drugs can do to society, because they remember when Britain shipped, opium over into China, and it started the opium wars, and the Chinese were, really destroyed by the spread of opium and addiction across their country. They're not going back to that. And so right now we're experiencing a period of very liberal attitudes towards drug use in America, but we need to learn that lesson historically of what expansion and normalization of drug use does to a society and to a country. We just can't allow this to continue to propagate.
And what about to an individual? How many people, we all hear about the deaths. There are other costs as well, very quickly.
Yeah, so you were asking about the harms to individuals?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, obviously, a very tiny little bit of fentanyl can kill you when you are, it is highly addictive, so doesn't take long to get addicted to fentanyl and these other opioids. And once you are addicted, it is nearly impossible to break that addiction on your own. There are some who can, but most people are going to need help. And so we need to, not shame people that come forward and say they're dealing with addiction, to these hard drugs. We need to get them help, get them access to treatment right away, because that could be the last dose they take.
Okay, we will post some of the material from your organization, formerly known as Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Luke Nivarotis, and appreciate your perspective. When we come back, perspective on politics and hurricanes coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved show with only about 50 days to go before a very fateful election that is going to determine the control of the U.S. House, can determine the control of the U.S. Senate, and crucial governorships around the country. That, of course, leads directly to the a big presidential race in 2024. And what's interesting to me is that I think that there's a bit more excitement right now about the 2022 election because so many people assume that what's coming up to the 2024 election is going to be more Biden and more Trump. And I don't think it's just Democrats who are upset about a prospect of more Trump, and I don't think it's just Republicans who are upset about the prospect of more Biden. There's a basic hunger in the United States for something new and different. And is that new or different something Gavin Newsom? He's been getting a lot of attention, partially because he has so little opposition for running for re-election. He's on the ballot. And it would be very tough for him to win in the nation's largest state with more than 60% of the vote. And the polling indicates he could. He could win that big. He could win very, very big in California. And it's led him to this bigger national profile. Now, there's somebody else who is helping him with his national profile, and it'll take you just a moment to realize the connection. But Sirhan, this is a story from the New York Post. Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, and yes, I was there, is asking a judge today to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. The best thing that Gavin Newsom has done since he's been governor of California was to block the parole for this terrorist, a presidential assassin, who wounded other people as well when he killed Robert Kennedy, and basically has never expressed remorse or even guilt. At some point he said he didn't remember having committed the murder, which is extraordinarily well documented. Sirhan shot Kennedy moments after the U.S. Senator from New York claimed victory in California's pivotal Democratic presidential primary. He wounded five others during the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. The Ambassador Hotel is no longer standing. It has been replaced by Robert F. Kennedy High School. His attorney, Sirhan's attorney, is named Angela Berry. She says there is no evidence her now 78-year-old client remains dangerous. Except they asked him at the parole board, does he still feel the passionate hatred for Israel that led him to kill Robert Kennedy? And he said yes. His attorney is filing what's known as a writ of habeas corpus, asking a judge to rule that Governor Newsom violated the state law, which holds that inmates should be paroled unless they pose a current unreasonable public safety risk. A recent California law has also required the parole panel to consider that Sirhan committed the offense at a young age when he was 24 and that he is now an elderly prisoner. Okay, he's 78 years old now, and the only reason he would be less of a danger would be because of infirmity. However, he also now is something of a celebrity, and there are schools named after him in Gaza, for instance. And again, for someone like Sirhan, who is still very, very much committed to an insane cause, Barry said, the attorney for Sirhan, Governor Newsom acted with personal bias, incorporated the wrong law, ignored mitigation evidence, and did not afford Sirhan the same rights as others eligible for parole. Newsom overruled two parole commissioners who had found that Sirhan no longer was a risk. Among other factors, Newsom said the Christian Palestinian who immigrated from Jordan has failed to disclaim violence committed in his name, adding to the risk that he could incite further political violence. The ruling split the iconic Kennedy family. There were two of RFK's funds, Douglas Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who supported his release. There's also, of course, one of Robert Kennedy's sons who is the leading anti-vaxxer of every kind of vaccine in the world. But RFK's wife, Ethel Kennedy, and six of his nine surviving children opposed his parole. Newsom has cited RFK as his political hero and keeps RFK photos in both his official and home offices, including one of Kennedy with his late father. Angela Berry accused him of politicizing the parole process. Look, the fact is that if you look at Robert Kennedy and you compare him to today's liberal Democrats, particularly liberal Democrats from New York, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's no doubt that RFK is vastly, vastly less radical, less liberal. And it's hard to imagine that somebody like RFK, who was tough on crime, who stood up against some of the corruption in labor unions, which some people have tried to associate with this killing. It has nothing to do with it. The idea that Gavin Newsom stood up on that issue, well, you can't get everything wrong. Meanwhile, there's a piece over at MSN.com, Governor Gavin Newsom's public slugfests with governors of Texas and Florida over immigration and abortion is generating important national attention, but perhaps even more importantly, assuming he has further political aspirations, his more aggressive demeanor is endearing him to influential Democratic donors. I'm glad he's speaking up like that. I like that, said Larry Drake, chairman of the Rockingham County, New Hampshire Democratic Committee. Activists will notice. I certainly noticed, added Scott Brenner, Iowa Democratic National Committeeman and former state party chairman. What do Iowa and New Hampshire have to do with it? Well, everything, because that's where the presidential treatment starts. The presidential process starts, usually in those two states, and it will almost surely be the same this time. One of the things people have speculated about, because everything is seen through this presidency, is the handling by Governor DeSantis of this devastating, nightmarish hurricane. And some 800,000 Floridians, at least, are without power. And there are several million people who have been impacted by this disaster. And it is an opportunity for DeSantis to come across as presidential and to show some ability, maybe, to work with the Biden administration, despite some of the conflicts and ideological conflicts that are very real and very formidable. When we come back, okay, we're talking about fentanyl. There's a report now on rainbow fentanyl, which sounds lovely. What does it mean? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, this email came in regarding a broadcast yesterday when we were talking to Jonathan Last. He wrote a book called What to Expect When No One is Expecting, which basically took the argument, which I think is airtight and solid, the argument that basically the idea of zero population growth isn't a dream, it's a nightmare. Which is why even China, which had been enforcing their one-child policy, moved away from it. In any event, Kathy in California, she doesn't say where in California, but I wish she did, but she writes, regarding overpopulation, except for the argument that we need to spawn more and more people to take care of us when we get old, do you have any thoughts on how crowded we are right now with regards to services? In addition to the need for affordable housing, it takes longer and longer to get medical services. It takes way longer just to get to work because of the overcrowding of roads and highways. I live in what used to be a very nice suburb that is now so blighted with high-rise apartments and rising crime. Massive amounts of people to take care of us results in a lower quality of living as we try to cope with the crowds everywhere. The reason we need more people and not declining population is not just people to take care of us, but people to support economic growth generally. Is, in other words, if you have an aging population and fewer young people, it not only means the collapse of the family as an institution, but it also means the collapse of any economic future for your country. This has been a huge problem in Japan, and they're deeply concerned about it. It's been a huge problem in Russia, and Putin has tried to address it. And it's a huge problem everywhere. In other words, if you are going to have a functioning, growing economy, the kind that can build more attractive places to live, it's not a question of running out of land, certainly not in the United States and not in any of the other larger countries. If you fly over the U.S., and of course you can't fly over it right now, certainly in the southeastern portion of the U.S. with the hurricanes blowing, but if you look out on a plane, there is tremendous empty territory. And the question is, and it's not a governmental idea by itself, but basically having an organized future where you can build better places to live, places that will improve. The problem with so many of the cities that are in trouble in the United States is not growth in population. The places we have that are overcrowded with homeless people, with criminality, are places by and large that lose population because people move away. And the simplicity that if somehow fewer people existed, more people would just go away or would pass on, that would take care of the problems you're talking about, like traffic. I mean, one of the problems with traffic is instead of building highways that actually work or arranging the traffic that people choose to use, just driving their own cars, we have spent so many untold trillions on mass transit that doesn't work, that doesn't reduce the congestion. And think about Seattle, even when they don't shut down the I-90 going west. There's this report also talking about social problems. This report from the DEA on CBS about what is now being called rainbow fentanyl. This is clip 6.
Friends everywhere, you're going to want to pay attention to this. The DEA is out with a warning about a potentially deadly drug made to look like candy. Take a look at these images, which the DEA released. They are fentanyl pills made by drug cartels with bright colors to appeal to young people. This month alone, law enforcement has seized these so-called rainbow fentanyl pills in 18 different states. Some of them look like pieces of sidewalk chalk. Fentanyl is, this is why it's dangerous, a synthetic opioid, and it is 50 times more potent than heroin, and that's why it's easier to overdose.
Okay, and the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, says this about lab tests on that rainbow fentanyl.
Marketing rainbow-colored pills that are designed to look like candy or prescription drugs. They can come in either a tablet form or in a block that looks like sidewalk chalk. These pills, too, contain fentanyl. We know from lab testing that these rainbow fentanyl is just as dangerous and just as deadly as other forms of fentanyl. And we know that violent criminal drug traffickers and their cartels bear the responsibility for this crisis that is poisoning and killing young Americans.
Okay, and this is a fight we cannot afford to turn away from or lose. It's one of those things where if you want a vision, a rather bleak vision, of the way drugs can ruin a life, well, that's actually the subject of one of the big movies on Netflix right now that lasts 2 hours and 47 minutes, almost 3 hours, and features a remarkable performance. Is it worth seeing this version of the rise and fall of Marilyn Monroe? It's called Blonde.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
The rising young Cuban-American actress Ana de Armas gives a stunning performance as one of Hollywood's greatest icons, Marilyn Monroe, in the fictionalized chronicle of her inner life. It's called Blonde. Now streaming on Netflix.
I can't face doing another scene with Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe only exists on the screen.
Well, on the screen here, she mostly exists in black and white, with shifts back and forth to color in a distracting indulgence. The movie's at its best in dramatizing her pre-stardom troubles, but the very long running time, nearly 3 hours, and shallow characterizations of important people in her life, like baseball star Joe DiMaggio, make this visually impressive extravaganza something of an ordeal to watch. It's rated NC-17 for some brutal, shocking scenes of sexual exploitation. 2.5 stars for the wildly ambitious and occasionally incoherent Blonde. And Blonde is the work of a director-writer named Andrew Dominik, who also did a film a couple of years ago, a Western called The Murder of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, which was also stunning to watch and ran on and on and on. This film, probably not the last word on Marilyn. Speaking of the last word, there's a New York City man who stood trial for drawing a knife and stabbing a police officer in the neck. And he said, I killed two police officers and my religion made me do it. Again, he was yelling Allahu Akbar as he was doing it. And that's what he said to the hospital workers afterward. In any event, he has just been sentenced. Deserves a long sentence? You would think so. We'll tell you how it worked out. We'll also talk about a new piece that says, liberal, female, minority, America's latest gun owners, not who you would think. And then there is also a New York Post feature about a 28-year-old in the entertainment business, sort of, who has covered one arm and one leg with portraits of serial killers. It's cost her $2,000 for the tattoos. I mean, and it's the whole leg all the way up. It's tattoos of Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer, among others. Is it worth it? Well, we'll tell you what the lady has to say. There's also more breaking news on Joe Biden's $420 billion student loan extravaganza. A lawsuit says it's blatantly illegal. And it's a lawsuit with some substance and bite to it. Plus, we'll be speaking about whether monogamy is over. Adam Levine, who admitted to polyamory with, despite the fact being married to a Victoria's Secret model, says monogamy is not in our genetic makeup. We'll figure it out next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.